everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The date today is the second day in December 2017. And we'll be having our birthday party, celebration here for people born in the month of December as we go to the Lightship, which will be probably about a quarter tell for the hour here. We'll clear the date. Here we go, clearing December 2nd, 2017. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There, that feels better. Okay, good. And we'll bring up the light beams now, if you like, and energize those for you to give you peace energy through you and your room here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a situation going on, we will release that one timeline from you. Here we go. And I'll use the word stronger to release it. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, we'll bring Ann on tonight. So, Ann, are you with us out of the CBS makeup room and voice tuning and whatever else they have there?
Yes, I am, Ron. I'm all ready. And thank you and welcome, everyone. As Ron said, it's Saturday night, live on the Lightship. If you're new to listening to Ron's show, this is a really great night to stay awake or stay on. And a lot of people I know listen to these shows in the archives, which is a great smart thing to do, but I always try to encourage people to come on the show live on Saturday night. Also, if you're new, you'll find a lot more information about Ron and Creation Lightship and Source Energy on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. It's a wonderful website. And also, on the BBS radio station page, which you may or may not have gotten on this show through, but you can get to it also through Ron's website. There's a link on the upper right-hand side to BBS Radio. And from that, you'll find a place to send us an email, to send a chat message, and also to go into the chat page that's the third option there. And there's a lot of information in there, too, when you have questions about bundles, about Ron has a wonderful discount on the whole life clearings for us. All the details of all of those things. Oh, and a wonderful essay that Ron wrote for us about the new Earth and how important it is, how great it is, how to stay on it, which is where we all want to be. So thank you for doing those clearings, Ron. And there are two special calls coming up, one on December 25th and one on the 1st of the year, right on the January 1st. So we'll give you the details to that and talk more about it later in the show. So shall I just go on to some questions now, Ron, or do you want to, is there something you want to start out talking about?
I can do questions, emails, testimonials. That's great.
Okay. Two clearings at once is the question. On one computer, I'm running the timeline crash, the advanced parallel lifetime timeline crash. And for being a dark side practitioner of a master attuner, on another computer, I'm running the mind of the body and infection body for a physical complaint. Is that okay?
I think that would be. Normally, I like to have people just do a related situation. But, you know, I would do it and just see if you have any ill effects, okay? So if your body gets kind of sluggish or tired, you know, it may not happen the day that you're doing the clearings. That's the only problem. Some people do extra clearings, and they're fine that day. The next day, they're really tired, so maybe you sleep longer, so... kind of up to you, but that sounds like it may work with that one.
Okay. Yes, I feel that way too, Ron. I think I've probably done that many. I just was doing a series of timeline crashes myself. Okay, we have someone running the self-empowerment clearing. It's one of my favorites. There are many subcategories. For example, my negative thoughts under this clearing, and they can span over a week to clear. Do I do the spirit infusion after 1 week of clearing all the subcategories, or do I do the spirit infusion after every subcategory of clearing and then transfer to the new earth through the new earth transport? Thank you.
Like the second part. In fact, you might even be able to put up a small light beam up to do the spirit infusion for you or something, and just maybe do it continuously. But you should do it after you're doing one of those titles there. And when you're done, then do that at that time. But I would probably do it if you can after, like if you do it each day, and at the end of the day, then just do the earth transfer, you know, and kind of do it that way. It's good to have it, you know, put over there. Plus, you want to do spirit infusion so that the spirit now can realign itself with you after the densities are released. I would say if you have a possibility to do it each day, that would be at the earth transport could be done once a week. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Comment on the Thursday night conference call. That's not a show. That is one of the live healing calls that Ron does for us. And the Thursday one, I'm just going to check. I always remember that Friday is entities. Oh, clone body removal is Thursday. So Ron does four healing calls that start at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, Tuesday through Friday. And the cording removal is Tuesday. On Wednesday, Ron, it's the divine water activation. He activates bottles of water, seven, for the whole week. And in all of these, they're all healing sessions, and we always go to the light ship, as we will later tonight. Thursday's a clone, as I said, clone body removal, and entity removal special is on Friday. So there's more information about that, again, on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So anyway, a listener wrote in about that. Just a short note of appreciation. It has been very nice to stay on the light ship for the extra healing after the conference calls. Being in the moment, it feels like a minute. Just a minute goes by, but feel wonderful when the body is buzzing from the inside out, knowing the light codes are replacing the old densities. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you're welcome. So for some of the listeners, at times I'll have people stay on the light ship longer on the conference calls that we have. Normally the calls are, you know, 1 to 1.5 hours, and at times it depends, you know, how things go. I'll have people stay longer on the light ship. And that's also true typically when we have our Saturday and Sunday calls. It just depends, I guess, how I feel, how my energy is flowing, and if I want to support a lot more energy for people to have healings after that. So anyway, it's a lot of fun. I'm glad that people are getting extra benefit. Well, back to you.
Okay. Someone is writing in to just ask in general about the energies. Hi, Ron. I feel recently that there is a clearing of old negative energies, allowing more ease, more at ease or at peace this past week. At the same time, I feel or sense a collective anger and outrage over what people are awakening to. I feel a little like I'm in a pinball machine.
Boy, yeah. Read that first part of that, Ann.
Sure. Sorry, I went on to the next one. Okay. I feel recently there is a clearing of old negative energies, allowing more at ease or at peace this past week, but at the same time, so they're saying it's in conflict, and they feel like they're bouncing back and forth.
Okay, yeah. Just a side note, we do have a negative energy clearing as a whole lifetime clearing for people. But, yeah, there is a lot of energies changing last week, too. At this point, the phone to light clearing, if you happen to have had it, will no longer work. They probably won't be talking about clones that much any longer. I have the time-traveling soldiers now hunting down clones to get them off the planet here. Planet of darkness, we'll say, the planet of the old Earth. And that's why, because they're causing us harm just by their skin flex and stuff. Well, anyway, that's what is happening now. So if you happen to see maybe some less cars or people around, it's because the clones are leaving. How they're leaving, I can't really disclose. And each clone, just like the humans, every 10 minutes they get dropped back in again. Well, they could have a stockpile of the same-looking clone for a while. We'll see what happens maybe in the next month as to how your surroundings are. And you may see less cars around, because the cars are also a fabrication if the clones are having cars. Anyway, if you happen to notice less people in the shopping centers at Christmas, maybe it's because they were cloned and they're no longer here. So back to you.
Okay. And Ron, did you want to mention the clone to light clearing?
Yeah. The clone to light will not be working any longer. No more energy on that. A few people have received that one. Mentioned it on quite a few shows in the past. Alien to light and clone to light. The alien to light is still okay for me, because there are aliens that are trapped here who know about us living here, and they want to live here and not cause harm. But they are screened at that point, you know. And but the clones, you know, are here causing problems. So that's basically the situation. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And maybe we'll keep reminding people not to, you know, really bother doing that that clearing anymore. And interestingly, someone just wrote in, because we talked about it last night, about running that exact healing, and someone wrote in, thanks for the chat about why you would run the clone to light to make someone human. I have to say I run the alien to light more. Great. If these clones are running a high amount of alien in them to cause harm, baggers and or cashiers, neighbors act differently after I run this clearing. And family members are not so mean to me. Now, with the clone to light on a youngest who's now in her 20s, I've run this clearing many times. I can tell when she's gone. So with me, I do that because I say to myself, I don't want the aliens to win. So I keep making her human. Then I have to deal with her emotional body that hangs around me. The aliens got on my son and oldest daughter. Ron is so correct. We really have to come to terms with this. It's a hard one. The alien gave me the kids, and the alien took them away.
Yeah, there could be a lot of sadness there at times, you know, for what's going on, but looking at the big picture, they shouldn't be here. It's like an invasion here of aliens as clones. We've had that since 2013. I know they've been here before that, naturally, but the main ones in our more recent times would be that. So we need to get them out of here because they're harming humans. And remember, they can, you know, what's going to happen, you know, if you just look at it, they're here and And maybe 5 years goes by, right? Now we'll just say we happen to be, well, without having the ascension, we'll just say, and we're in, 2022, we'll say, well, the two's there. And they start have people start having diseases, and they don't know where the disease came from, you know? And they go, well, you know, there's this stuff in their lungs. You know, we don't know. We haven't been here before. It's some type of light going on or something, you know? And that'd be what the clones have gave us, you know? So anyway, and, you know, I do that release of that. I'll do it right now for you. So in case you're a newbie wondering what I'm talking about, I'll take the clone skin plex off of you, this energy. Just think of it like dandruff or dead skin or some type of bacteria that's on your skin by the clones, either from their skin and also what they exhale. We go and work with the skin first. So, and then I'll do your breathing, your respiratory system in your lungs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay. Just see if your skin happens to feel better. Maybe it feels lighter, not as dense. Your pores aren't clogged up. You know, it's hard to say how you're going to respond to this, but you should feel better. Well, next is going to be your lungs, maybe your nose, your sinuses, and whatever's deal with that breathing, okay? Respiratory system. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. This is heavier duty here, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So deep breath, see if you can breathe better. Maybe it's less of an effort. So I'll just turn it back over to you, and maybe we can get some people writing into us, seeing how they're feeling and responding with this.
Yes, thank you so much for that clearing, Ron. Okay, someone has a question about someone who is suicidal. Is this entities, and should they come on the Friday conference call? If not the whole life entity clearing, I don't know what that means, but surely it would be best to do the whole life entity clearing. But I guess they're saying if they can't right now, should they come on the Friday conference call?
I don't think one call is going to help them that much, okay? I mean, if you came on all calls for Friday, I'm not going to give you a whole lot of relief, maybe, say, 5%, okay? You need to get on that entity call, not the call, but the whole lifetime clearing, or just the unlimited, your whole lifetime, or do the person's whole lifetime, if they're a friend of yours. And then you want to get on the unlimited version and stay on that. You probably want to have that running continuously for a month. And then see how that happens, how it feels. That they would have energy at that point after you maybe did a couple of weeks of that. You could have them come on the Friday entity call. I don't see, not much going on just by getting on one call a week. You got to stay on this 24/7. After you get on it, and you got a couple of weeks or so. By doing the clearing, like I said, you want to get the unlimited after you do the first one. So what will happen is you do the clearing, typically it'd be half an hour in length. And then at that point, get on the limited version after that. You put down the clearing that you want to have, no entities, maybe personality changes, or whatever you think it is at the time, and have that thing run. And keep running it. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, we have a request from someone, and I don't know if you want to do this tonight or not, to clear us, please clear Cord from the Moon and Mercury. I guess Mercury's in retrograde and till December 22nd.
Okay, here we go. I'll do them both at once. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, there we go. Hopefully you feel great, and energies are being released. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay. A listener wrote in for the person who previously who said they feel like their energy is bouncing all around. The harmonic frequency clearing. Balance odd harmonics and even harmonics gets it's $100 or only $50 if you're 20 or under. So thank you, listener. That's nice. A great suggestion. Okay. Clone to light. Do we not need for... Oh, as far as the clone to light healing, Ron, or I guess in general, do we need it? Do we still need it for ourselves if a clone is coming in and out of us every 10 minutes?
No, the soldiers will probably take care of that. Hopefully you're enlisted. So, hunting down clones, so I don't think I'd worry about it too much.
Right.
We'll see what happens in a couple of weeks.
Right, and... So, and this is an interesting thing. What about the Thursday conference call, clone replicas? Will they stop coming in? And then maybe we won't need to do that same conference call along with the clone light infusion process anymore.
No, the Thursday call is for aliens.
Oh, okay.
Not for clones.
Okay.
They find clones. It's not designed for that. Get rid of your... replicas of you. These are a human clone replica, and it's different than the clones that are here, okay? I'm talking about clones that are in the body walking around here 100% of the time. It's a whole different thing.
Okay, got it. Alrighty. So someone wrote in about battles. I was tired, lethargic, and achy today. Are we still in an intense battle in Hollywood? Thanks.
Well, I don't think in Hollywood, hunting down clones probably.
Oh, right. That's probably it. So that's what's going on. Well, that's very interesting, Ron. We really like being caught up on those things. Okay, someone has a question about the soul family disconnection clearing, which is a fantastic clearing, by the way. If you don't have that one, it's one I would seriously look into. It's only $100, and it's very thorough. And then for it to be unlimited, yes, the question is, you know, do I have to get unlimited to use it again? And the answer is yes. You go right into the page where... as if you were going to buy it again, and you'll see a box down below that you click that will bring up the $50 that you need to pay to make the healing unlimited. And great idea. Okay. So also, Ron, we have another announcement to make that I'm so happy about. Do you want to tell people about the media clearing?
Yeah, we do have a limited media clearing. Oh, if you, on yourself, you know, hanging on to things from TV or news, events, radio or whatever, you know, you can't get the unlimited now. You could just do the donation. And maybe you could talk about that, Ann, because... we'll be sending out codes to you from the co-host.
Yes. The if you go to the website to purchase the media clearing, it is $20 for a month. And Ron has put back the, well, the option on the clearing isn't there to click, as I was just describing, to pay the $50. So just like with some of our live healing calls, if you would like to own that clearing unlimitedly, you just make a $50 donation. It doesn't have to be now because we do have a couple of healings coming up soon. But, you know, whenever you want to do that, you just send a receipt to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send you the codes. So the healing will cost $70 for life. So you buy it for the month. When the month is up, you'll have these codes. Or, I don't know, Ron, maybe you can just skip that, right? You can just go in with these codes and use it. No, because you have to pay the 20, too, excuse me. So you have to pay the 20 first. You'll get the codes for a month, and then you'll have codes to continue it for as long as you want. And, for instance, that person that wrote in before saying they're sensing things, maybe some of that unease they were feeling about anger, et cetera, is coming from news reports. And maybe there are things that have happened in the past that could come up or you're reminded of in some way that could trigger you. So I feel like it's a really good one to have.
Yeah, so it's $20 a month, and then the unlimited is a $50 cost, and you can just pay that and put the codes on it. But you want to do it after you have the $20 one that you're using. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. And yes, it becomes $70. Okay. So I promised before, that we would talk a little bit about the two clearings that are coming up. And the first one is on December 25th, and it's a $50 call. It's called the Organ Restoration Call. It will last for 3 hours, and it's very intense in a very beautiful way. And Ron suggests that you be live on the call and lay down while it's happening. Then I know last time several people who were from other countries said they're going to be sleeping, and Ron said that would be fine to be on the call. And in many calls, Ron does allow absentee. And I don't know have you made your decision yet, Ron, if that's going to, if you're going to allow absentee participation in this call?
Well, there's a lot of energy typically going, with this call, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll announce that as we get closer to the date. No need or reason to even pay for it yet, but just do be prepared if you'd like to go on it. It's a wonderful experience with the light beings, and I'm always plugging it and pushing it because I think it's fantastic, and I've participated in the same call a few times, so I know what it's about. But I thought I would read a few testimonials from the last time or the past times we've done that, Ron. The organ restoration call was really great and thorough. My body feels quite refreshed, freer and lighter. Thank you so very much. Thank you, Ron, for this special event today. There were several good results. One for me, being my lungs are now clear and my breathing is easy and normal. At one point, you mentioned removing some bumps we may have on our bodies. I had two, and they are gone now. Movement is easy through my whole body, which gives me a strong sense of freedom. And tasks using my hands, arms, and shoulders are done without any effort or pain. I find that I do not need to know or even think as to how this happens to us or when. My only thought is gratitude. And thanks to you, Ron, for removing the objects, which to me is a great gift. And someone else, thank you, Ron, for this special event. There were several good results. My lungs are now clear and my breathing is easy and normal. Oh, I guess I'm sorry, I'm repeating that same one. I was very relaxed, the most relaxed for any call or clearing so far. It was deeper than being relaxed, but that's the best adjective I can give you. I am not a feeling person, so as far as wellness benefits, mine are happening, but over time. I actually don't typically feel things the day or even the day after. Overall, I am working on taking my attention off the things that are of medical concern and doing as many free clearings, conference calls, and purchased clearings as I am able. I do notice improvements on my most pressing medical concerns. Quite frankly, it's amazing. So if anyone has any questions or wants to know more about that call, well, two things. Of course, you're welcome to write in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also be sure you're on Ron's mailing list, which you can sign up for on his website, creationlightship.com, on the right-hand side. Okay. And, oh, good. I forgot to say, please send in room requests for the lightship tonight. People who have been before know that we can request rooms we want to visit that are of nature. There are also things like a hot tub room, which I guess is kind of nature because the water is of nature. But people are sending in requests, even though I forgot to remind people. But thank you very much for bringing them in. And someone wrote in, lung clearing. Wow, thank you, Ron, for the clone debris clearing. I can breathe much more deeply and clearer as soon as you did that clearing. That's great.
That's great.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay. So now the person that wrote in asking about do they have to, to make the soul family clearing unlimited, you know, is and to pay, I said that you go back and pay the $50, has another question. So they actually bought the soul family disconnection years ago, but they hadn't run it for the full recommended time. So today, they completed the clearing in 6 hours. So they're concerned, outside of they can now buy the unlimited, did what they did today work?
Of course it worked. No clearings that don't work.
Right. Yes. It doesn't matter. I think, a lot of times for various reasons we don't complete something all in one sitting or at one time, and that's okay. Yes, it definitely worked. Okay, is it still in sponsoring a show still $60? It used to be when I would sponsor, the light beings would infuse my home. Was that like the new earth infusion?
I would say it'd be very similar. Let's see. Boy, I don't know. Mainly because if you had your house infused already, and the title we had about a month ago, approximately, do you feel a change in your house when I energize the light beams at the beginning of the show? So if you do, then, yeah, it would help you. They've probably taken away densities from you, subtle ones. Remember, if you're still upset going into your house, then that area that you're in won't be on the new earth. It'll be on the old earth. So light beings could help you to release densities out of you to make you a little more in the moment, you know, with yourself, and then you're going to be on the new earth more in your house by doing that. I'll see if anybody else feel a difference who've had their house infused, or their room, bedroom. Maybe you're listening to the show, you know, on your bed. Does it feel any different when the light beings come in? They activate the light being or beings at the beginning of each show here. So that'd be an interesting question. Any comment on that? So back to you.
Okay. Let me just check our time. We got a few more room requests in. It's about 20 of. So let's see. I don't know, Ron, is there something... I know. Do we need to release aliens again like we did last night from the from everybody's space? That'll
I'll
brighten.
I'll do that. So,
okay.
Clearing is really for the aliens. It can help you. I'm trying to help the aliens have a way to get out of here. Remember, we have aliens that are apt here just like you would be, and remember, there's always that pecking order. So here we go. Let's release... aliens, I'll count to 100. Well, 1, 2, there's a lot there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Hey, there we go. Oh, you felt the room change energies. You felt the room get colder, warmer. You know, you may have felt body maybe shake a little bit or quiver. All things are possible, so if that's the case, then they were in you or around you when they left. So back to you.
Okay. So I just wanted to add, if in the past you've bought the media clearing, and I know a lot of people have bought it many, many times, you can just go in there or just send the donation in and get the healing codes now. You don't, you know, if you've already bought it, you can just do that. So if you haven't, then it'll be $70 and, you know, pay for the first thing. And okay. Oh, the other thing I don't want to forget to mention, Ron, and we have a couple of minutes before we go to the light ship here, the December healing calls are coming up. They start next Saturday, December 9th, will be the three-hour healing call. That'll be starting at 1 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern Time, it says on this beautiful flyer. 1 p.m. Now, that can't be right. And the other one is the three Sundays are 10 a.m. Pacific Time till 5 Pacific Time, and those three Sundays, and that's all time on the lightship, are going to be the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. And if you're on the mailing list, you will get the information about that, and also you can go to the website, and all the information is there and how to pay. And for all the calls, Ron does, unless he specifies differently, you're welcome to be a registered absentee as long as you pay and send Ron in the, you know, the receipt and let him know you're going to be on the call. Well, you don't even have to do that if it's a regular one of these calls. But if it's a special call, then you send Ron the receipt. And that's it, Ron. I guess we can, if you're ready to go, unless you want to say anything else about the live healing calls.
Well, that's good. Yes, so let's go to the lightship, everybody. This only works live today on the call. If you're hearing this on an archive, you'll be feeling peace energy. So bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Boy, and here we go. Must be some newbies on. Read a little heavy. So here we go, going up. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. So you're bilocated now. You want to request one specific healing that you'd like to have. In each room that you go into, that we bring you into, you want to request your healing to be after I bring you to that room. Maybe you may want to repeat it every maybe 30 seconds or something, but maybe on the light ship continuously throughout the call. And if we have different rooms, you're still in those rooms. So here we go. We're bringing your animal, pets, flowers, your garden, plants up. So one, two, three, four, five. We're there, hot tub room, floating magnet room. It looks like we're going into, seeing like polar bears, so that's kind of neat. We'll go into the waters with the dolphins and going to see whales and the penguins. We have some seagulls that we have on our day nights. There's the manatees. Goldfish, silver dollar fish, starfish, then water spirits. So we're in all those rooms right now. This will be like kind of like a water night. We'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. And what do we have for request? And then we'll for our birthday celebration.
Okay, first request is for wild geese.
Wild geese, here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. That's great. Okay.
The pink salt cave for respiratory help.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Okay, a flower and essential oil room. To open
this. Well, remember, you need to request what you may like. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke.
Okay, and someone remembers being brought to a golden plate room, and on the plate was nutrients that we might need.
Okay, yeah, that's what we have on the birthday party. So here we go. So you're putting your feet on plates and your hands on two plates, and this will give you the energies that you need right now in the present moment in your body. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Okay, the beach room.
Okay, here we go. Oh, sandy beaches. So one, two, three, four, and five.
And where we were created, the spirit that is, whole with our twin flames.
Okay, so one, this is your own particular room. Two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Okay. How about dogs and cats?
Okay, that'll be the last room here. So here we go. Room with the dogs and cats for healing. One, two, three, four, and five.
Oh, we did get one more.
Okay.
A bird room. So they're interested in turkeys, pheasants, and peacocks.
That sounds all good. Okay, here we go. Oh, stronger, stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, and let's go to the food court. going there right now. So a birthday party. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're in this room. And a bunch of light beings coming around. Going to the food court. And also your healers that you've had. There'll be a lot of birds there. Won't have any cake and ice cream, but they'll have something. They're coming too. And I'll be able to collect your dessert if you like. So here we go. I'm looking for the German chocolate cake with the ice cream and the drizzle and the nuts and hot fudge and the cherry and the whipped cream and whatever else can go on it. So here we go, and it's a little small portion size of a pencil eraser. It's very nutritious, so you can get seconds and thirds if you like. So it's going underneath your tongue right now, and I feel the energy going through your body. Also on those golden plates, and energized. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we have a light being coming to sing happy birthday. So here we go. So happy birthday, everybody. On seconds and thirds, you can have that also. And we'll be coming back from the light ship. And coming back as you're bilocated. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, just turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron, and a few questions came in while we were on the light ship. Thank you so much. That was, as always, so wonderful and relaxing. And happy birthday, everybody, whose birthday is the month of December. Question, Ron, are there prerequisites for the body restoration healing call?
I do think we had some there. No. I just don't recall what they were. Maybe I have to look it up, I guess. You need to have your emotional clearing first, you know, by all, for whatever we do on these special calls. And it's typically a mental clearing. I don't know if there's anything else other than that at this point. Those two clearings are paramount to the success on the different special events that we have. You have to have that. Otherwise, the densities can't help you. You know, well, they're harming you, and the healings are much harder for you to integrate inside of your body. So it's definitely a thing that you need to have the stuff released. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I'm not sure what your requirements have been in the past, so I can look into that too, but that sounds like certainly the emotional and mental, that makes sense. So question about sponsoring a call. What does that entail? Does it mean getting on the call live and asking questions, or having light beings infuse our space during the call, or something else? Thanks.
Well, we've done in the past, a lot of people would just send in their personal questions they would like to have answered. You could be, you need to know the questions. If you do want to come on live, a lot of people don't want to get on the BBS radio live, so they'll send in their questions. And then you could also, maybe we could dedicate, you know, probably 3/4 of the show to what you're doing and what you'd like to have answered and stuff. It could be a ongoing dialogue. Be on the fast chat or something like that. So just let us know what you want to do. But if you would like to come on live, we need to have your questions that you want to ask prior to you coming on. We can see if they're appropriate for the show. Back to you.
Yes, and that would be wonderful. And I believe in the past, Ron, you've offered that if someone wants to come on for half the show, that would be $30. Is that still okay with you?
That's perfectly fine, uh-huh.
Great. Okay, here's a really great question. I guess we weren't clear. What exactly does the media clearing do? And thank you for all you do.
Basically, it's whatever, if you see something on TV that bothers you, pushes buttons, puts you into fear or anger or something, puts you into the past about an event that you've seen, you know, over the years, and it's just another recycling of something, and it bothers you. Also help to get rid of some of the energies like keywords, et cetera, but mainly is it gets rid of energy of negativity from you doing something. You may not even wanted to see it, and all of a sudden, say that you had your emotional clearing, you know, yesterday. Now you turn the TV on, and there's some type of, you know, maybe an airplane went down in the ocean, and just making it even worse, you know, one of your relatives was on it. Well, now all your buttons are pushed, and you're in fear, you're in anxiety. Actually, your emotions are having troubles. So at that point, you go, wow, I had my emotional clearing, and what I saw on TV now pushed my buttons, and now it activated dormant DNA that's now living with me. I need to get that stuff out of me so I can be, you know, in the present moment and not, you know, sabotaging myself with those emotions because they know they got activated. That's why you would do that clearing. And it could be, you know, something that you see physically or hear on the radio or on TV. Oh, does that answer the question, you think, good enough, Ann?
I think so, and I know that for me, I don't ever say, oh, it's 7 o'clock or whatever, time for the news. I don't want to watch the news, but I can't avoid it because, you know, most people have to go online for work or whatever, and you might want to watch something that's, you know, perfectly lovely on television, but you'll still, it's just really hard to avoid it. And like the person, again, that wrote in that we read their email earlier that they, you know, things are, you know, sometimes bother them, you know, one, you've got to stay on the new earth, but two, you know, just disconnect from all that mental energy that's portrayed in the media.
And you're also taking in the energy as you connect to it with everybody else watching that same scene on TV.
Right.
So everything here is energetic cording, some way. Okay. Somehow. So once you get connected, then it's hard to get disentangled. So the media clearing. You know, if you watch TV a lot, or naturally everybody has a computer, and you get on to your home page, and a lot of times they'll have situations that are going on, you know, the last week or something. Right away, you might look at something and go, oh, boy, got me this time, you know. You go in and do that clearing. Oh, so it's kind of a thing that you can do all the time with stuff that hits you and comes to you. It's a little different than the emotional clearing because you just know you got slimed to step off of you by doing that clearing. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, we have a question about overeating. I have had many unlimited whole life clearings, including addiction and entities. They've also done the emotional, mental, fear, anger, trauma, anxiety, and dark side practitioner. However, I still want to eat comforting snacks and eat when I am not really hungry or just for the sake of something to do. This then, of course, causes me to feel emotions of unhappiness. So the addiction and entity doesn't seem to have worked for me. Do you have any other suggestions, Ron?
I have a food addiction clearing, Ann?
I believe we do have a food addiction clearing. Specific.
I was going to say, you might want to try that one.
Yes, that's a good one. And I also thought, It just occurred to me because it's really helped distract me. Instead of eating, put on one of Ron's, either an archive of this show or go to the Ron Amatron YouTube channel where he has all of his conference calls. And, you know, just put that, you can even put the light beings up on your television or monitor screen and put it on a little loud. And before you know it, you'll be so peaceful and heart-centered, you'll forget all about, you know, that you were heading to the refrigerator. Think that's a good idea, Ron?
Probably the 12 source energies might be good.
Yes. Yes. Yes, another listener wrote in, do the food addiction. It's not the same as addiction. Okay. Oh, and someone else wrote in regarding the media, it could also be in print format, not just internet, TV, and satellites. And that's true. Right, you just walk around, of course, and you see signs and ads and all sorts of things and newspapers. It's hard to avoid the news.
Yep, that's true.
Okay. So, go ahead.
In neutral, you know, in neutrality, whatever you see, nothing really should bother you. And the way you can tell what type of clearing you might need is just to, like I say, sit in a shopping mall or something or go watch a movie and see if you have any reactions to what's going on. And then try to categorize what that reaction was when you're jumping in your seat or something, or covering your face or your eyes, or crying or jerking or something, and just see what whole life clearing might help you. So that's the way you can only see how far away you are. You know, if you've done a bunch of clearings and you do that and you go, yeah, I can watch something now and energy just goes through me. Otherwise, it kind of like catches you, you know, like on flypaper, you know. And comes at you and you jump and yep, you caught it. How you know you need to get rid of that, because you have blocked energy in your body. It wasn't from seeing that event once, that, you know, at the movie theater, in you for your whole life. Well, that's a gift that you may understand or figure out, now I need to do a clearing for that. You may not really know until it happens. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in again. That's very nice. Since you're going to need two whole life clearings, the mental and emotional before the special event of the organ restoration, she's just reminding you that if it's over 100, if your one whole life clearing is more than $100. The second one you can purchase at half price. So I guess it depends on how old you are, as the healings, these two healings are each $5 a year that you've been alive. So it depends on your age. But thank you,
yeah.
That's a wonderful suggestion.
Uh-huh.
And, okay. Hi, Ron. A few weeks back you said you would do a call for addictions. Food or sugar, any addiction is an addiction, is it not? Entities, too, make us addicted. Some of your work helps that for some reason. Or the probiotics are helping and prebiotics helping, too. Okay, those are supplements that people take. So, yes, I guess an addiction is an addiction. That's true, but there's also a reason Ron separated out of food addiction and put it on the website. And someone else wrote in, too, saying, you know, they obviously have done it, so they feel that it will help. So thank you. Yeah, and definitely entities, but that one listener said that they had done the entity clearing. Because entities can make us addicted. It's almost time to go, Ron, but if you want to just explain that again in case we have new people on, why entities are such a problem.
Okay, yeah, entities are spirits, we'll call them. They're from dead people. You know, the human race has people dying every day. So what happens is, as these people die, the emotional body is still living. The emotional body is the makeup of all of your emotions throughout your lifetime. What will happen is the emotional body, which you can call a ghost, will come into other people. It doesn't have to be relatives, but they normally, you know, to relatives first, but they can body hop and they go into anybody. They only can come in typically because you resonate with you with your traumas and dramas. Well, they kind of have that little hook and they go, ah, person's crying. So I used to cry a lot, so I'll go into this person crying. Or, you know, this person has a twisted ankle, and I had a twisted ankle, and I resonate with that. So that's their kind of their password, you know, their key to get into you. So once they're in you, then they get energy from you, from your pain and energy, like of the twisted ankle, and they love that, and they can slowly seep into your consciousness if they like your body. Normally they'll just take so much energy and leave, but if they happen to like you, or they come in because it's a relative and they want to see your parents and your cousins and brothers and sisters and grandparents, and you know, they may want to stay and look out of your eyes too, and you know, have that experience in the relatives that they're missing. They do bring their addictions with you. That's the main thing. So whatever addiction they have had, you now could be living their life. Your body could be used to live that addiction. Where your spirit's not strong enough to kick that emotional body out. Oh, that a split personality even. That's what happens. They come in and they stay and they live with you, and it could be a really bad experience for you. That's why you want to do entities, get them out of you. So we'll do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So want to add your spirit. So you say, I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll take that. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Time. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So that should be great. Thank you, listeners. And thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And bye, everybody.
Bye, all. Bye, Ron. Thank you.
Bye, all.